U.S. soldiers in Iraq fired on a crowd of demonstrators in the town of Fallujah last night, and according to Iraqi doctors, they killed at least 13 people and wounded about 75 others. U.S. forces could not confirm those figures. Members of the Army's 82nd Airborne Division say they opened fire after coming under attack themselves. It was the third deadly incident involving soldiers and demonstrators in Iraq in the past 2 weeks. NPR's Guy Raz reports from the scene in Fallujah, about 30 miles west of Baghdad.
There are two versions of the events that took place here. Both the demonstrators and the U.S. soldiers agree on this much. At 7 p.m. last night, a crowd of about 200 men staged a demonstration in front of a school in this city of 40,000. The school was taken over by a company from the Army's 82nd Airborne Division 2 weeks ago. The protesters say they were calling on the troops to vacate the premises and allow the school to reopen. U.S. soldiers fired several warning shots above the heads of the demonstrators and dispersed the crowd. 3 hours later, the crowd returned. Within minutes, gunfire broke out. When it was over, several people lay dead and scores wounded, all Iraqis. Army 2nd Lieutenant Devin Woods was there.
Last night, 200 people massed against us and basically opened fire on our position.
From his perspective, demonstrator Selam Septi saw things differently. We did not shoot at the soldiers, Septi said. Nobody had weapons. We came here chanting God is great and demanded that the Americans leave the school and get out of our land. The U.S. soldiers brought reporters into the school to show them evidence of shots they say were fired from the crowd.
You see these holes right here? Those are gunshots. You see the break in the glass, the circles? That's them firing at us.
There were about 50 bullet holes inside the school. Residents of Fallujah showed reporters many, many times more bullet holes in the homes across the street. Shots, they say, fired by soldiers. Today they kept a boisterous vigil outside the school. America is the enemy of God, they chanted. On the sidewalk, flies swarmed over a pool of dried blood. Next to it, a pair of bloodied plastic slippers. Yesterday was Saddam Hussein's birthday, and soldiers expected demonstrations. But Dr. Silma Al-Jumaili, a university professor who witnessed the shooting, said the protest last night was not in support of the former regime.
Our demonstration was only to get out of the school and the pupils returned back to their lecturers and teachers and all of them.
Lieutenant Devin Wood says soldiers tried to avoid violence.
We tried to disperse the crowd with smoke grenades. They did not disperse. They actually came towards us right in front of our sector, right outside this wire perimeter here, and they started shooting at us with AK-47s.
But the director of Fallujah's General Hospital says the dead included 3 boys, all under the age of 10. At the hospital, a mother arrived to discover her son had been killed, her nephew wounded. Down the hall, Ahmed Hadem Karim lay in a bed, a bloodied bandage wrapped around his right thigh. He insisted the demonstrators did not shoot at the soldiers. They simply want the troops out of their city. Ominously, Karim, hooked up to an IV and writhing in pain, promised to take revenge the moment he's released from the hospital. The blood we shed, he says, will not be for nothing. Guy Raz, NPR News, Fallujah, west of Baghdad in Iraq.